I'm Linda Duke. I'm a longtime staff member at Crown Art Museum, and I also hold 2 degrees from this university. I'd like to begin by reading just a couple of short selections out of a book by Theodora Kroeber called Ishi in Two Worlds. It's her account of the fate of a California Native American who actually finished his life living at a museum in San Francisco. She begins the book by talking about the systematic annihilation of Native peoples in California in the years right after the California Gold Rush and after the Civil War. This passage is from a chapter called Episodes in Extermination. In 1853 occurred one of the first of the mass murders of the Yahi, this one under Prentiss' leadership. It was triggered by the stealing of one or several cows. Prentiss and his men gave chase, and before they were through, 25 or more Indians were dead, some shot, some hanged. A second party led by Pence later the same year went out in response to alleged raids along the North Fork of the Feather River. They netted 50 or 60 scalps this trip. By 1859, the white settlers were not relying on reservations or military assistance. From their own number, they collected $3,000 as a beginning fund to be used to fight the Mill Creeks. These accounts go on, and I don't want to use all my time reading them. Some of them are first person. Some of them, all of them are entered into official state records. In other words, these records of Indian massacres were turned in to the military and to the civil government as official public records. As an example of one of the final descriptions, I'll skip that one. Let me just finish by saying, once a dominant society employing its legitimate government attempts to exterminate a minority people and its culture, nothing is ever the same again. The wounds caused by acts this horrible on a scale this huge last for generations. It is the work of millions of descendants of both exterminators and survivors to move towards healing themselves and each other. One of the things that will never be okay is for the descendants of the exterminators to appropriate, flaunt, and use the image of the victimized people. If a public university in Germany were to adopt a respectful image of a traditional Jew, the situation would be similar to the one we discussed today. No amount of protestation that the revered symbol's prayer shawl was made by real Jewish weavers, or that a rabbi taught the performer how to wear his front locks, would make such a mascot appropriate. The horrible fact that the German state methodically worked to exterminate the Jewish people renders this scenario outrageous for all time. As a mother, a teacher, a community member, a U of I staff member, and an alum, as a human being, I demand that you immediately discontinue the use of Chief Illini. And I ask that you take every opportunity to explain why you have discontinued the chief. What happened when Euro-American culture met Native American culture must never happen again. That means that we collectively must never forget. This is a teaching opportunity of great magnitude. I demand that the University of Illinois rise to this task and teach peace, compassion, humility,